Kalkadosh, we just wanted to continue with Alachot of Berachot. We are on Siman Kufayin Daled Seif Bet, where Shulchan Aruch says that Yain Poter Kolonin Amashkin, which means wine is going to exempt all other types of liquids. So the person is going to come and he's going to drink wine, and he says Bore Priya Gefen, so he's exempting all other types of liquids, says the Rama, Afilu Mibrachad Ishona, even from the first blessing. What is he referring to? He's referring to the first blessing, because it's also going to be written later on as well that if a person is going to come and he's going to drink wine, and afterwards he has a doubt whether to make which bracha charona, so Siman Reshchet Sif Tet Zayin says, Shata Yain Umayim, if a person drinks wine and drinks water, he does not make Borei Nefashot on the water, because the beracha of the wine is going to exempt it, just like it exempts the beracha rishona, so to beracha charuna, which means if a person drank a revi'it, which is 86 milliliters of wine, he has to make the after blessing of Ala Gefen V'Priya Gefen, so therefore that after blessing is going to exempt also from any type of Borei Nefashot on liquids. So just like it's going to exempt the first bracha, so too it's going to exempt the after bracha. Now what is very important to note is that as is brought down there in the Halacha Brura and the Kaf HaChaim, that if a person does not drink enough wine, so for example, let's say he only drinks melolugmav, which is a full cheekful, or anything which is less than 86 milliliters, less than a devit of wine, he does not make ala gefen. So since he is not making ala gefen, he is obligated to make the borei nefashot on other liquids if he did drink 86 milliliters from the other liquids. So that's very, very important also to have in mind. Now there is a chumrah, a stringency of Rav Moshe Levi, that's brought down in the back of the Ish Matzliach, that he says that when does wine exempt from other liquids? He says it exempts other liquids only if you have in mind to continue drinking from the wine. However, though, if you're only drinking the wine, just for example, let's say for Kiddush, and then after Kiddush, that's it, you don't want to drink any single wine, so then it's not going to exempt. However, though, you should know that the Minhag HaOlam is not like that. They argue on it, as is brought down there in the Ish Matzliach, and also the Halacha Brura brings down, and he says as follows. He says, if you're going to drink a revi'it or more of wine, so then for sure it's going to exempt other liquids. And even if you're not going to drink a revi'it, he says, but if it was in front of you, or you had in mind that you wanted to drink this other liquid, so now it's going to be exempt from any type of beracha. So that's very, very important just to have in mind as well, because again, it's going to exempt from all different types of berachot. So now, another important halacha, which is actually brought down, is the biur halacha. Because this biur halacha has to do with a lot of the halachot of kiddush, because he says that in the Shulchan Aruch it says that yain, right, is poter kol mine mashkin, and it's going to exempt all types of liquids. So he comes and he says as follows. He says, if it's going to be like that, and it says that also, right, in the next seif in Vav, it says that poteret yain shelifnei amazon, right, v'afilu haya lo betoch amazon, which means the wine before the meal is going to exempt also wine in the middle of the meal. And therefore, it's actually brought down in the biur halacha. For example, if I'm going to come and make borei priya gefen on wine, so now in the middle of the meal I have no problem, but now comes the biur halacha and he says I have a technical problem. What's the technical problem? If you're going to drink right now wine by the kiddush and you're going to drink a revi'it, now maybe you have to make borei nefashot, you have to make ala gefen v'priya gefen bracha achrona. He says, and the Birkat Amazon is not going to exempt it. So he says, especially that this is the shita of a few of the Rishonim. It's a shita of the Ran, the Ramban, and the Tosafot. And therefore, says the biur halacha, what are you supposed to do? Only drink melolugmav. Well, that's the minimum, well, that's basically the minimum that's required to drink for Kiddush. So you drink a full cheekful, and now you're exempt from any other problem. That is the shita of the biur halacha. Then he says even more than that. He says, since right now, if you're going to come and you're going to drink, even if you're going to drink less than a revi'it, the majority of revi'it, or even a kazait, some people say that you have to also make an after blessing of ala gefen, ribe gefen. So even with drinking the melolugmav, just a cheekful for Kiddush, still what you're supposed to do is have in mind the Pirkat HaMazon, that Pirkat HaMazon is going to exempt the wine that you had for the Kiddush. That is the Shita of the Mishnah Brura. However, though, we should know that later on it's actually brought down. We quoted it, whether it was from the Ben Ishchai, in Parashat Bereshit, Sif Kav Gimel, he says it's mitzvah min ha-muvchar to drink a full revit. That's also the Kav HaChaim and Sifutam Pei Gimel. The Or Letzion wanted to say that even the Mishabra himself was Chazar Bo. This is Or Letzion in Perek Kav Sif Kav Bet. He says, why? Because later on in Ilchot Pesach, says the Mishnah Berurah that you have to drink lechatchila of the entire cup. So there is already there the Bach, that the Bach wants to come and he wants to make a differentiation between Pesach, you have to actually drink the entire cup, and the halachot of a regular kiddush, that you don't have to drink the entire cup. However, though, we are paskening that it's okay lechatchila even to come and to drink, right, the full revi'it, and the Birkat HaMazon, to have in mind that the Birkat HaMazon will exempt, right, the Beracha Achrona on the wine, and that's also the psak of the Chazon Ovadia in Shabbat, Chelek Bet, page 125, also, that the Ikar is like the Shulchan Aruch, that it's going to exempt, right, that the Birkat HaMazon is going to exempt, so therefore, for us, for Kiddush, we could always come and make and drink a full revi'it, and we have no problems, just have in mind the Birkat HaMazon to exempt from the after blessing for the wine. Have a beautiful day.